you want to manifest uncommon grace, you must have, number one, passion for souls. Passion for souls. Until God's heart beats becomes your heartbeat, you have a wrong heartbeat. Until God's heartbeat becomes your heartbeat, until God's mind becomes your mind, child of God, when God's passion becomes your passion, when God's passion becomes your pursuit, then greatness is inescapable. Do you want to see grace in your life? Then you must have passion, passion, passion for soul. The greatest need of God is souls, 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 souls. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 16, Paul said, necessity is laid upon me to preach the gospel. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Necessity is laid upon me. Jesus said to Peter, is in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19, he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. In Proverbs 11 and verse 30, my Bible says, he that winneth a soul is wise. He said to Peter, say, follow me. Your assignment is fishmen. What is your responsibility as a Christian? Is to tell somebody else about Jesus. It is not an advice, it's a command. You move from here to Benin, you sat in a bus. Your mouth was sealed. You became deaf and dumb. You got to Benin, you didn't say one word. Yet, the driver could increase the music and play nonsense. You didn't say one word! No passion! One day I was in the plane, I saw a young boy, Rasta, with dreadlocks. I turned to him. I said, how are you? He said, fine. I said, my name is Johnson. He said, my name is whatever his name was. And I said, for example, this plane now, it just crashed. Take God forbid. Ah! I said, no, for example, now we don't get to our destination. He said, ah! I said, you know, the pilot is flying. He may make mistakes. He said, I hope he don't. I said, but it's not perfect. It's a human being. What if he makes mistakes? Where will you find yourself? I was entering. Where are you sure you will find yourself? He said, hey, wherever, I'm not sure. I said, me, I'm sure. He said, where? I said, heaven. He said, ah. He said, excuse me. Do you have an idea about this plane? That's what do you mean? Did you get any information that something's going to happen? I said, no, just you can always be prepared. Preach to him, minister to him. We're going to the same destination. That evening I gave the he was in the program. Attended the program first day. And he said, I'm busy. I said, just come once, don't come twice, just come once, only once. When he came, why? Once. He came morning, evening, he came throughout. God gave you opportunity to enter a vehicle to a location. You couldn't preach. So God said, you are going to remain, you continue using transport for a long time. Since you refuse to graduate, public transport for a long time. I preach in the plane at times. If you sit near me, you are in trouble. One time a politician was just entered the plane, just saw me. I said, why are you going? Is that your seat? You know, the person coming here, I'll tell him to sit near you. I said, well, see, I don't want to disturb. I don't want to disturb. I said, I don't disturb. Say, are you? You harassed me till you landed Abuja. He said, no, I don't. I said, no, I'm not harassed. I said, come. He said, no. Somebody else sat there. And I saw him look at the person. He said, as if to sympathize. To say, this one doesn't know what he has entered. And the next thing, I said, you look good. And he shouted, now say, they start, oh. I said, you look good. And I said, the person I was talking to was confused. I said, don't mind him, he's my friend. How are you? He said, fine. He said, it's like I know you somewhere. I said, hey, why you know me now? He said, you're a pastor. I said, hey, how are you? said, fine. We started talking. I brought the gospel. I began to minister. Serious attention. I was so happy that it was not the other human being that sat near me. I was so happy that it changed, it swapped. I preached, led him to Christ. He said, can you give me some scriptures to be reading? I said, plenty. Carry pen and paper. I gave it to him. I came down, I felt fulfilled. When you do what makes him happy, he will make you happy. Passion! Your money, your time. My wife can tell you, if you give me $1 million now, I will sit down and planning crusades. Where am I going to preach the gospel? Where am I going to preach the gospel of Jesus? When you see, preach the word. It's a passion that should be built in your spirit. Am I talking to somebody right now? I've seen some people who cannot preach one-on-one. They want to hold microphone. But they cannot preach one-on-one to people. They want crowd and platform. True passion for evangelism is one-on-one. Am I communicating here? True passion for evangelism is one-on-one. When Jesus gave them a command, Mark chapter 16, from verse 15, 16, 17. Go ye into the world and do what? Romans 15, verse 20, Paul said, I strive to preach the gospel. I strive. Passion. To preach the gospel, there are three things you must know. How many? Number one, your life is a message. A person you are keeping malice with, you can't preach to. Your life is a message. A man you are owing money, you can't preach to. I wonder why some Christians live in debt. Some people perpetual debt. It's like a curse. Some people, somebody walks to you and say they are selling clothes. You don't have money. And they tell you, please, take, pay later. Tell them, I don't pay later. He said, the people that tell you pay later with so much excitement, in 1 week, they will change. Why buying this on credit? Why? It's a passion. Imagine somebody eating chicken on credit. You went to a restaurant, you ate food on credit, and it didn't purge you. Credit. You drink. Credit. Juice. See, you have money. I'll pay later. And you go and report the man to his wife. Think she's responsible. Your husband is owing me. The woman asks you how much. He said 100,000. She said only. If you know how much me I'm owing. Even his father. His father is owing the bank. He's in the family. We owe. All of us, we owe. I told somebody, I said, I don't owe. This ministry doesn't owe anything. We don't owe anybody. Every property we have today, we own. We don't owe. We own. We don't owe. Someone was to sell something to me, and he said to me, the thing that they give away price. I said, okay, nice. Some weeks ago, several millions of naira. I said, no problem. He mentioned the price. What he was to sell to me, it was okay. And I said to him, we have other budget. Let's see what happens about that. He said, why not take it first? I said, take what first? Have I paid? He said, no, John, are you? I know. You can't. I said, me. I don't live like that. Even though myself, I'm a collateral. But I don't live like that. Of course, one of our pastors went to the bank. He wanted to buy land. And he wanted to borrow money. And they said, what do you have as collateral? He was looking. He said, who's the Jew of the church? He was about to borrow, I think, 25 million or something. loan to pay for something. They told the CEO, and they mentioned my name. Ah! The bank manager said, ah! That one is collateral. The demand is collateral. Even when he's collateral, he will pay. He's collateral. But they decided to put a call to me, say, me collateral. Can you imagine? Me collateral for somebody else's debt. So they put a call through to me. Yeah. We just want to know if you know so and so pastor. I said, yes, I do. They said, okay, that's all. I said, hey, wait. Why did you ask me that question? Before you record me and hang up the phone, and tomorrow you said you know him. I said, why do you ask me? He said, he's right here that he wants to collect a loan of 25 million. I said, hold on. He said, what? I said, hold on. Let me screw my phone. I have his biological father's number. His biological father. His physical father. Me, I'm a spiritual father. Money is physical, so it doesn't concern me. So his physical father will answer that question. Me, I am not available for that one at all. I said, I will give his father's number. If you give him, how can I be collateral? So that is the life some live. How can you be owing people? The borrower is a servant to the lender. Anytime you borrow from somebody, you are saying to the person, you are my master. When you borrow, you are prophesying perpetual servanthood. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is a servant to the lender. When you borrow from bank, you have become a servant to the bank. You borrow from anybody, you have become a servant. Your life is a message. Matthew 5:16. Let your life so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. A survey was carried out, and it was discovered that the people that live close to churches don't attend that church. Have you noticed it? People that live close to churches don't attend the church. You know why? Because of the lifestyle of the members of the church. Because the lifestyle, the attitude of the members of the church. Your life is a message. A believer will fight in the saloon. Christian will fight. Saloon! You are a disgrace to the kingdom of God. You are a disgrace to the ministry. You are a disgrace. You will fight in motor park. As you are fighting, you are speaking in tongues. You said, blow, raka shaka. Come here, rapa. Raka sheka. Yakataka. This one is judgment. This one is vengeance. Which one do you want? Vengeance, judgment. Vengeance, you are speaking in tongues. A young girl wore skimpy clothes, tight skirts, painted her face, painted her hands, and was going to give a man tracts. And the man was looking at her. He was looking at the tract, was looking at the girl, and what she was wearing. The girl was talking, Jesus Christ, with macro meaning. Jesus Christ. The man started laughing. He said, why are you laughing? The man said, your life is so loud, I can't hear what your mouth is saying. Your life is so loud, I can't hear what your mouth is saying. That is what happens to many of us. When you wake up in the night and you are praying, your neighbors are laughing. Because your life is so loud. Imagine a boy that they know you as a boy. Throughout the day, you are with laptop. You will press. Then at 4 a.m., your neighbor will hear you. In the morning. Yahoo morning. Early in the morning. They say, who is doing morning? This boy. A young guy, they will drop you at home. You are not conscious of your surrounding. Not knowing that you're alive. So evangelism does not just begin with going to the streets. It begins with how you live. There are people that will not read the Holy Bible. They read you. Nobody is hearing me this morning. You carry yourself. You go to a beer parlor. You sit down in a bar. You sit down in a club. Then tomorrow you tell somebody, I'm going to church. They'll just look at you and they shake their head. is a message. Your life is a message. Your life is a message. Your life, how you live your life, is a message. Why do you think David saw had no error against him that would kill him? He saw had gotten an error, Saul would have jailed him. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 14 says, he behaved himself wisely. 1 Samuel 18, verse 15 also says, he behaved himself wisely. Verse 15 also, he behaved himself wisely. Verse 30 said, he behaved himself more wisely. 14, he behaved wisely. 15, he behaved wisely. 30, he behaved more. Am I communicating here? Your life is a message. It's a message. It's a message. It's a message. Tell somebody your life is a message. 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. The Bible says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example. In Romans 15, if you read verse 1, when you get back home, read verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. He said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmity of the weak and not to please ourselves. Verse 2, get it. Verse 2 says, let everyone please his neighbor for his good and his edification. You are pleasing your neighbor. Your neighbor wants this, you give them. You come in, you are smiling. You come in, you are cheerful. You come in, you are excited. One day your neighbor will say, I'll follow you to church on Sunday. He said, but we are not doing any special. I said, no, I just want to follow you to church. Why? Because your life is a message. You have neighbors you don't greet, and you are backing into scripture. You have people you don't talk to, you are backing into scripture. Your neighbor says, you, what have I done to you? Say, see, me and you. And the Bible says, as the east is far from the west, as the east is far from the west, so me and you, we are far. As light prevails over darkness, so who is the light? Who is the darkness? If your neighbor is darkness and you are light, it means your light is not shining strong enough to overshadow his darkness. If your light is strong, it will swallow up your neighbor's darkness. Your light! Many of us are making a mockery of Jesus. You hear a Christian talking, you'll be shocked. A Christian will dupe another Christian. Christian. Number two, your love is a message. Don't forget, your life is a message. Your love is a message. How you show love? How you show love to people? How you show love? Your love is a message. Am I communicating today? Am I communicating today? I was reading my Bible about last week and I saw something. I stopped. In John 13, in verse 35, Jesus was speaking and Jesus said, by this, John 13, 35, by this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you love one another. Why? By this, by the love, they will know you are Christian. Not by the speaking in tongues. John 15, verse 17. You know what Jesus said? He said, this commandment. Somebody say command. Come on, talk. Say command. This command I give you, that you love one another. Love! You know, many of us do not even know who enemies are. When you say enemies, you don't know what enemies are. You believe that lady that's not greeting you in your compound is your enemy. No. That person that is backbiting is your enemy. No. When the Bible says love your enemy, those are the kind of people he's talking about. The real enemy is the one who has your life on the line. The real enemy is an individual who has your life on the line, who is out to see you dead.
anyone
who is merely jealous, envious, is not an enemy. It's a potential soul that you must win for Jesus. What happened? Somebody just told you you are stupid. Say you will die by fire. For you are stupid, you will die by fire. No, if you finish fire for stupid, finish fire for crazy, which fire will you use when you see real trouble? People, you should win with love. So, without even knowing the difference, a lady just insulted in the market. That is how you stand. You say, I stand on the grace of my Father. You stand on the grace. You stand on the grace. You, small you. You are not hiding on that grace. You are standing on the grace. You have no respect. You stand on the grace. You say, I stand on the grace of my Father. You, I give you 7 days. You will die. 7 days came. He didn't die. He said, don't worry. 14 days. God doesn't kill people like that. That is not an enemy. Because many of you just think that everybody that doesn't like you is enemy. That one is only working for the devil and needs to be won to Jesus. You can win him or her with love. So I was talking with someone, I shook his hand and I hugged him, and somebody else came. He said, I don't like him. Why are you hugging him? I said, why? What happened? Do you know the kind of things they have said about you? I said, I know all. He said, and you are still shaking his hand. I said, of course. It doesn't mean anything to me. He didn't refuse me. I'm winning with love. I'm overwhelming him with love. So long is not after my life. All he has done is to just say things. I win him with love. When we see the judgment side of God, when I hear he's after my life, they will now call on the God of vengeance. But if it's just about talking, criticizing me, win him with love. Am I talking to somebody here? I win him with love. Many of us, no love in our diary. Everybody died by fire. Everybody. Innocent dog. Dog was just backing up. You say, hey, the dog has seen witchcraft. Die by fire. Die by fire. Cockroach just moved around the house. Hey, they have come. Die by fire. Die by fire. Lizard. Lizard. Hey, you lizard, it is ink. God have exposed you. I know you are not ordinary lizard, lizard. You will die by fire. You will die by fire. Lizard. Lizard that's just doing his ministry. Everything died by fire. One time I finished a vigil, and I was lying down. So some of my, you know, pastors and the rest, it was, but we were lying down in the church. You know this generation of bench, when those days we used bench. So we put our Bible after vigil. It was four, it was too early for us to move. There are gates in the area. So we lay down, somebody lay down with me, two pastors, some others just scattered themselves. And the next thing we're hearing, brrr, brrr. He said, Pastor, are you hearing that noise? I said, no. Okay. After a while, Pastor, are you hearing noise? I said, what's your problem? He said, I sense this reaction, our prayer, they are reacting. I said, the noise inside me is not permitting me to hear the noise outside. If you want to sleep, sleep. You don't want to sleep, go and join them. Join those making noise. Stop disturbing us. Gospel of fear. When the Bible says, rule down in the midst of your enemies, it's those kind of petty people. But when the person is after your life wants to kill you, that is the one the Bible says, suffer not a witch. Are you seeing the difference? Are you seeing the difference? Somebody took your shirt, you just took your clothes. Walk to the person. Say, yeah, who took my shirt? You would have told me, now I would have given you. No, that's how you walk to him. You want to do something with my clothes? You fail! You fail! Your mind is so warped, so infantile. You are full of so much negativity. One day, one of my parents, I won't tell which of them, whether my father or my mother, one of them advised me, say, there's another person. Do not give money to that person. He's a witch. I said, okay. I left one of them. I went to the person, I gave the person money. And my parents, one of them, heard. My father is here, so that's why I'm saying one of them. So I walked. You don't know what it means to be preaching and your father is looking at you. You don't know what I go through. It is grace. So one of them heard, he said, I heard you gave that person money. I said, yeah. He said, if you attack your finances will be attacked. I laugh. This is why you laughing. I said, sir, me give a wish money and my money. I said, if I give a wish money, it means more money for me. If you take my money to the Kobo, all the money is there, it will magnet them to my account. Am I communicating here? Tell somebody love one another. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if you read verse 4, hey, let me tell you what love is. Verse 4, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, hey, number 1, he said charity, that's love. Charity suffered long. What does that mean? Love has capacity to bear. If you love somebody, you can bear with the person. You can bear the person's weakness. You can bear the person's shortcoming. Suffered long. Somebody has some extreme characters. You are still there. Why? That is love. Hey, I can't tolerate. So you don't love. If you love, you will tolerate. Charity suffered long. Love has capacity to bear. If you are in love with your wife, there are things you will sit her down and teach her. There are some things I taught my wife. I said, sit down. No, it's not like that. Do it like this. Do it. Okay. And my wife is very detailed. If you want to teach her, I'll be ready. She will question your life. You say, okay, what if that one is not like that? I said, this is the part I'm teaching you. He said, no, this part leads to this other part. I said, oh God, help me. Why did I start this teaching at all now? Detail, you have to explain everything. My children are like that. They will question you. Capacity to bear. You are living with a neighbor that is very annoying. You bear. That's love. A co-worker in your office, you want to win the person, you bear. Many of us have no ability to bear. Love suffers long. Bring it up again. Number one, love is suffered long. Number two, he said, and is kind. Another translation for that kind then means sympathetic. To be kind is to have sympathy, human feeling. You are driving your car. You wind up. You see a brother or a Christian sister standing waiting for a motorbike. You are afraid to carry him or her because you don't trust. You wind down. Say, please, this is 200 naira. Take a bike. That is kindness. That is kindness. That is. But no, you enter your car. You wind up. You on AC. You sit on the road. You now slow down. You now wave them. Why are you waving if you are not carrying me? Move your car. Sympathy. Number three. Number one, love is the suffers long. Number two, kind. Number three, is it charity envieth not? Envieth not. What is envy? Being in pain at the rise of someone else. Envy. When you love, you are not envious. You are happy. If somebody is achieving something, you are happy for the person. Genuinely, you say, I'm happy for you. I'm happy with what God is doing in your life. I am happy with what God has given to you. Your neighbor buys a car. You can't money your hand. He said, this is 1,000 naira. Please, fuel the car. I am happy that God has blessed you. Your neighbor say, I'm moving to my house. Hey, thank God for you. You rejoice with that person. Am I talking to somebody here? The Bible says, rejoice with them that rejoice. Celebrate with them that celebrate. Number four. I'm still talking on love. He said, charity vaunted not itself, nor is puffed up. Pride! I'll talk on that later on. Love is not pride. Love! Many of us, this is where the church is lacking. You did not see a Christian brother in church. It didn't bother you to ask. You don't care. As far as you are concerned, all those that leave the church, is God that is removing them. God is reshuffling. God is reshuffling. Jehovah is a reshuffler. This year, Father, reshuffle.
In fact, somebody was leading prayer here one day. At the end, I called him. I warned him. He said, we have told God that some people will leave this church. We're going to pray. Many will go. Oh, Father, many will go. I warned him. I said, give me your hand. I reversed that prayer. You are the one that will go. Are you driving people? Am I communicating here? Does God reshuffle people? Yes! But most times, if you are not careful, it's the enemy snatching people. You think there's somebody in church, you would ask me like this. There are still people I see ask. So I'm shocked. I said, I've not seen you in church. How did you notice? I was at the back. You know, this at the back is not the strategy for lie. Because they know I don't see behind. Papa was at the back. I said, hey, why don't I believe you? Papa was at the back. I was at the back. I said, what was my second point? I was at the back. Papa was at the back. Am I communicating here? A fellow departmental member is not in charge. Are you even bothered to ask? And the funny thing is that when people live in error, they look for scriptures to back it up. Why did you ask of your brother? The Bible says, walk on your own salvation. And me, I'm after my own salvation. Number one, your life is what? Number two. Number three, is power is our message. Don't forget, strategy for evangelism, your life first. Number two, your love first. Number three, is power. The gospel of God is the power of God. Romans chapter 9 verse 16. I'm not ashamed. Romans 1:16 of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto them that believe. The power of God. Titus 1 verse 3. Titus 1 verse 3 manifested for his word. As a preaching, he manifested through preaching. God manifested his word through preaching. When you go to win a soul, this is how to win souls. Move to them and give them the gospel of good news. Good news. Good news. Then uphold the efficacy of the power of God. Emphasizing your message, no matter what you are going through, there is power that can bring you out. The gospel is the power of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you get to understand. I remember one day, I was living near a secondary school before I moved to where I stay now. One of my friends, he was my classmate in school, but he's in the other religion. He came to see me and he was looking around and said, God has blessed you. God has blessed you. I said, thank you. I said, let me see you up. I was seeing him up. I gave him some money. We are going out. He said, God has blessed you. He said, but me, never. I can't be a Christian. I said, why? He said, forget. I can't be a Christian. All these things. I don't believe. All this miracle. I don't believe. And he was telling me after collecting my money. So I didn't know how to take my money back from him. I was angry. I said, in my heart, I said, why didn't this guy say this thing before? I was just seeing him off. There, my house is like this. My house was like this. You go, you see one house, you see a fence, you walk down. So we got to the edge of the fence. I stopped. The Lord said to me, prove my power. I stopped him. I said, do you know this power is real? See, God, forget. Nothing like that. Nothing. I don't believe all these things. Wait, so what do I do? I pointed to a house. As you see that house, now they'll take the light. He said, hey, as in the name of Jesus, the light went off. Boom. He laughed. He said, Nanepa. He said, Nanepa. Forget. Hurry. I said, what do I do? I said, okay, watch. I said, they'll bring the light. Boom! The light came on. I said, Nanepa. I said, just be watching. They'll take the light. It went off. Boom. I said, they'll bring the light. It came, pam. They'll take the light. It went off. Boom. They'll bring the light. It came, pam. It was in Nanepa. After a while, I started dropping. Nanepa. I said, they'll take it. It goes off. Pam. I said, they'll bring it now. Come. They'll take it. You go. They'll bring it. It comes. He was going off, going on, going off, going on, going off. He went on his knees. He said, you get power. Oh, it's not my power. It is the power of Jesus.
manifestation until you are somebody who is eager to preach.
Told the apostle, I know go school. I go take preach. How you take the pray?
Do you pray to God in your English? Preach anyhow, you know. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. If they ask you, what do you say? Jesus is coming. When? He is coming. How? He is coming. He is coming. That's the only English you can speak. Speak that one. Not speak another one. Just they say, Jesus is coming. Anywhere you go. If they say, how? Tell them, Jesus is coming. When? Jesus is coming. Where? Jesus is coming. Where's your church? Jesus is coming. What's your name? Jesus is coming. That's all. Am I communicating here? Passion for souls. He that winneth his soul is wise. Many people are not seeing the wisdom of God in full manifestation because they are not passionate about souls. You hear your pastor pray for the sick and they are healed. Many of you in this church, you have seen the dead rise. You see countless blind eyes open, countless. You see countless lame walk. You see all kinds of testimonies. But you want that to happen through you or in you, then you must be someone who is passionate about the gospel of Christ. You are entering the third service, you are going to see miracles and miracles and miracles, and you want to become a custodian of such power. You must be someone who is passionate about the gospel of Christ. There is power in the gospel of Jesus. He that winneth his soul is wise, for the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. I come to raise up a people. I come to raise up a generation of people who will be passionate about souls, passionate about the kingdom, passionate about God's work, passionate. Can I say this to you? When it comes to building a house, my wife can tell you. If I'm giving you $1 million, you explain. When it comes to buying anything, if I'm giving you anything, you must explain how much. When it comes to gospel, I don't check how much I spend. I don't check how much I spend. I behave like a madman. Say, sir, this thing will come down. As he put it. Huh? It's expensive. Put it! Somebody said, there's one stage. For the stage, you have to bring the stage from BDDD. I say, how much? See, I say, I will pay. Sir, you don't understand. I mean, that's, by not buying it, just to rent it for 2 days. I say, I will pay. For the gospel, bring it. Bring it. Oh, sir, this is the total. I will pay. Bring it. Like Paul said, I confer not with flesh and blood. I don't look back, look forward when it comes to gospel. I spend it for the gospel. Because why? Lay up treasures abroad. My son, Pastor Richie from America, OFM Houston is here. He can tell you. I've been to nations, I spend money. Huge. Scary. Was it Mali we are in? In Mali. And I told him how much I spent for that crusade. When Thailand is 0.96% Christian, not up to 0.1, not up to 1%, 0.9, not up to 1, for the gospel. We are going to Juba, South Sudan. We are going to Juba. So I was talking to the pastor. I said, how do we put things together? Just let us know. We'll put all the things together. Say, but sir, Gambia was calling me. They said, sir, you know, we are careful. We don't know how to tell you this. I said, what is it? The stadium. I said, are you a stammerer all of a sudden? Is the amount of the stadium and the sound system. And he mentioned it. I said, just that. I said, use it for the gospel. They said, we're thinking of using one pack. I said, for Jesus, right? One small pack. Where they do disco for Jesus. I said, no, use the stadium. The sound, I said, tell them. They say, we should pay part payment after the. I said, no, we don't pay part. We pay full. Tell them, we'll pay full. For the gospel, we'll pay. I said, we'll pay the money. We'll keep some money extra for contingencies. In case there's emergency. I said, for the gospel, we'll spend anything. Anything. But no, when you hear evangelism, you hear soul winning. If you have to go sell your car, but no, what are you using your money for? Suit, shoe. No, how can, please women forgive me, how can me
in this my life, I will carry 150,000 for her. Me. When I'm not mad, they didn't swear for my father. I will carry 150,000 and buy one hair. That hair, I will write it among my willow. My children must inherit it. Full 150,000 for a hair that you will remove. It's more than that, only 300,000 for hair. That is that hair you will use it from your teenage adult to marriage age. 300,000 money for land. You are wearing land. You are wearing land on your head. Why would you have headache? That's why you are hitting it. Because you are carrying land on your head. I told one of my daughters, yes, I even told her, yeah, I will use her to preach today. She's in the choir. I saw her yesterday. I said, this is your hair. How many hours? She said, Papa, 4 hours. I said, how many hours do you pray? I'm talking of your wife. You are looking at me. It's your wife I'm talking about. You know me, I don't talk indirectly. I talk directly. Say, if that's in me, if they talk, I will call your name if I talk about you. And I asked my daughter, come. She came to greet me with her baby. Ah, I said, baby, I've not seen baby for a long time. How many hours this year? I said, like 4 hours. I said, for her. You sit down. They were on your head for 4 hours. How many hours do you pray last? Say, maybe 1 hour. As I'm preaching with you tomorrow. You are part of my message. And I fulfilled my promise. When I make promise, I keep it. What am I trying to tell us? That's a joke, by the way. What am I trying to let us know? Our passion is shown by what we spend time for and spend money on. Your passion is shown by what you spend time for and spend money on. If you are passionate about people, you will give them time. You are passionate, you will spend money. Which person in this place can say, Papa, I want them to hold a crusade in my village. I will pay. I will fool the people. There are evangelism members. There are pastors that will go to that village and cause problem for the kingdom of hell. Say, I will sponsor it. I will pay. Let them come and do a crusade in my village. I want pastors to come and pray in my family house. I will pay. I will pay their transport. I will pay for the renting of the instruments. I will pay for posters. Jesus must be preached. No. Rather, if you buy one land, you want to be the first to erect a duplex. When there are still witches watching you build the duplex, you think they will allow you to finish it? Nobody has built a duplex in your family. Rather than introducing Jesus before introducing property, you are introducing property without Jesus, so they came after you. They say, let's see. How do we finish that? Am I communicating? When you are passionate for Jesus, you fight your battle. Passionate for souls, no witchcraft. All the witches in my family, me, all the witches in my family, the ones that are still alive, witches in my family, Matana Patana, all of them, they are not working for me. I've employed them. They are my staff. You don't understand. I'm so passionate about God that when they get to the kobold and the devil begins to ask witchcraft, who do we attack? The witches representing my constituency will raise up their hand. They say, excuse me, I am the witchcraft from Awoshi, representing Akpekpe division. And my cousin is Apostle Suleiman. But leave him alone, though. He's always traveling from place to place preaching. You want to die? Attempt him. Because I am connected to the saving of souls. You can't touch me. There's a video you may have seen that's going viral. That they're about to arrest 3 men of God. You have seen the video. Bishop Oyedepo, Dr. Enenche, and myself. If you guys go around, when somebody send it to me, I reply to him, nobody can touch me. Not one. That person has not been born. Nobody. Nobody born. I'm preaching this gospel. Try it. Nobody. I don't talk politics. I'm not a politician. But say you want to attempt me, that oh, you win election by August, you are arrested. You will die. My life? I have not even started ministry. This one I'm doing, it's just I'm trying to start. When I saw the video, the Lord said to me, your time has not yet come. No one can touch you. So somebody said, we are praying. I said, don't waste your prayer. Pray another prayer. It's a settled thing. My life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. So what am I trying to let us know? If you want to enjoy divine security, let what moves God move you. Let what God is passionate about become your passion. If you are planning to arrest me and it's already revealed ahead of time, don't you see your better feeling? That when you win, you come back and arrest me. That's if you win. Those who rely on the parameters of politics, we fail. They rely on the things working for them. Only God has power. Power belongs to God. Can I pray for somebody here?